Welcome to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network, presented by Bet Online. My name is Sam Dracula, if you want to get formal with it. And I'm here to talk about the Hornets, the lottery, and some NBA playoffs. Some exciting stuff is happening in the league still. That Suns-Clippers game last night, mad. Absolute madness. Before we get into all of that, I want to give some love to Bet Online for sponsoring this podcast. The month of June is heating up with a ton of exciting sports action, and Bet Online is where you can find it. From basketball and hockey playoffs to baseball's marquee matchups, including prop bets and futures, Bet Online has all the latest odds, news, and information for all of your online sports betting needs. Visit the website today, that's betonline.ag, or use a mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. 50, by the way, 50. So before the next tip-off, face-off, or pitch, head on over to betonline.ag and start playing today. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Okay. So also, pardon my voice, dealing with some allergies. So if I still sound like Doc Rivers, I apologize. I feel like my voice is slowly coming back. The last few podcasts have been rough, but these allergies have been getting after. I'm on a steady Claritin routine that's clearing things up. Sorry if that's too much information, but we move on. Salute to the Phoenix Suns, DeAndre Ayton, and the rest of the squad, Devin Booker's broken nose. That Suns-Clippers game last night was incredible. The run the Suns are on, period. Incredible without Chris Paul. Hopefully he's back in the mix soon. I can't believe Paul George missed those free throws. I'm not here to dwell on that game, but it's the last NBA related thing I saw from last night. And it's hard to get out your brain. So salute to the Suns. Hopefully Chris Paul can get back into the mix sooner rather than later. That series goes to LA next. The Suns did their job winning both their home games. So it's not a series until the away team wins a game, but I don't know if the Clippers can beat the Suns team. They're too good. We'll see though. A lot of basketball left and I'm in no rush for that series to be over. I'm enjoying these games. Selfishly, I kind of want all these games to go seven games. We went after last year. I'm done rooting for series to be over quickly. You know, like I'm here to savor as much basketball as we can. All right. On the Eastern side, we have the Hawks and the Bucks. That game is tonight as I'm recording this in a couple of hours, actually, as I'm recording this, I'm rooting for the Hawks. And that may be sacrilege as a Hornets fan, but I'm not sorry. Like I'm rooting for the underdog, you know, and I love Giannis. I like a lot of the players on the Bucks. People say I look like PJ Tucker. I have no ill will towards any of them, but it's this classic underdog, the classic underdog story, you know? And I think whoever makes it out is going to lose to the Suns either way. And I think Chris Paul gets his title, his much deserved NBA title. So time will tell with that. This isn't a NBA playoffs podcast, sadly. Feels bad. Wish things went. I wish it was. Wish the Hornets were in the playoffs, but they're not. Not this year because they weren't in the playoffs and they lost in the play-in game. Excuse me. They got an invite to the lottery with the 11th best odds for the number one overall pick. Charlotte Hornets sent Miles Bridges to represent the team amongst other representatives like Hakeem Olajuwon, Ben Wallace, Swin Cash, along with his other team GMs, etc. It's cool to see Miles, you know, get some love on the national scene, especially after he was able to present the Rookie of the Year trophy to LaMelo in a very cool way at the team store. So that was cool. I was going to say what wasn't cool, but honestly, it is. Let me back up. I said it before, the Hornets had the 11th best odds to get the number one overall pick. Very unlikely. There was a chance, I believe, they could have slipped to 12. That was the only thing I didn't want to happen. Keeping the 11th pick, I'm cool with it. Obviously, would love to have a shot at Cade Cunningham, Evan Mobley, Suggs, Green, Kuminga. We're just in a different, at the 11th spot, we're in a different tier of prospect. But that doesn't necessarily mean the we'll be getting a bad player, you know, like in comparison to the higher picks. There's a solid history of really good players falling in the draft or scouts being wrong about guys and guys fall. I mean, just look at Kawhi and Giannis, both middle of the first round draft picks. You know, even in recent memory, SGA went 11th, you know, drafted by the Hornets, technically, but traded to the Clippers for Bridges, which worked out well for both teams. Hornets got Bridges, and SGA was flipped to the Thunder in exchange for Paul George, which was really for also Kawhi Leonard. Malik Monk was drafted by the Hornets again. what year is this? It's 2017 draft. Malik Monk was drafted with the 11th pick. Excuse me. Domantas Sabonis, the year before that. Miles Turner, the year before that. So there's a solid Doug McDermott. He was the 2014th in the Doug McDermott in the 2014 draft was selected 11th. So at Michael Carter Williams the year before that, he was rookie of the year that year. So there's a solid opportunity, strong history of recent history, especially of getting a solid NBA player from that position. So it's not. And there's no like woe is me energy about it, nor should there be, because A, history backs that selection. It's a very good pick to be in, place to be, especially in this draft. And I'm gonna go over some mock drafts later, looking around what the experts are saying, because it's at that point. I'm at that point in the offseason where it's like, okay, it's time to do some homework on these rookies now that the draft lottery is behind us and we know exactly where the Hornets are gonna pick. Mitch Kupchak knows what he's doing. I believe I have all the faith in the world that Kupchak will either nail whoever's drafted at the 11th position, and that guy will be a contributor to this team if this year, if not next year. Or I think the 11th pick is a decent asset to flip if they wanted to go that route. If draft day comes around and the Hornets think there's some interest in that 11th overall pick, that's an asset, you know, and could be used to bring in a veteran, because this is already a very young team, and I have both feet in the camp of keeping the pick, don't get me wrong, but I'm just kind of thinking out loud here on the microphone. If they decide to trade the pick for a veteran, I wouldn't be upset about it. This team is very young, and I think we saw that youth, the negative side of that youth and inexperience towards, basically for the month of May, for being honest with you. Bringing in guys who have played in big games before, that's what's needed. Beyond a center, beyond a knockdown shooter, whoever comes in needs to be ready to go. Because I think that there's already a very young, good young core on this team. Already. Adding a really good young player in the mix, nothing wrong with that at all. But if they wanted to go in a direction where, yo, Indiana, hell, Minnesota, they don't have a pick this year. Like, they messed up. They really messed up. It's actually insane how that worked out. Where their protected pick is off the table. He goes to Golden State. All because of D'Angelo Russell and trying to keep Karl Anthony Towns happy. It's a very weird and unfortunate turn of events for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Hopefully, Alex Rodriguez isn't having any second thoughts about purchasing that franchise. Because, man, that to have the season they had as a team and to not have a pick at all in the first round for D'Angelo Russell, that's crazy. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy. But anyway, that's enough about them. To put a bow on what I was speaking about, I think the Hornets have options, which is all you can really hope for, if we're being honest. No matter where it comes from, the Hornets need rim protection with Zeller and Biz out of contract. They need to improve the center spot, obviously, right? So we're talking rim protection and scoring. As far as I can tell, Vernon Carey is the only center on the roster that can shoot the ball. Are you cool with that? I think I am, but I don't know. He needs help. Where does that come from? Can we get a center in the draft? I don't know. I kind of think the Hornets will go best player available and just at the 11th spot and use free agency as just a stopgap. Because this team needs talent too. You know, if they keep the pick, hey, I'm not gonna hate on it. But there's a lot of time to talk about it. These guys are going to go through workouts and interviews with their teams. More is going to be uncovered. Teams are going to make trades. Now we're in that season. You know, that Kemba trade was unseasonably early. You would think that trade would have happened post lottery. But nah, no chill. Because look, I guess it's because that pick, I believe, was the 16th pick. And it's not like that was going to change with the lottery results. But you never know. You never know. Looking at the mock drafts, I just want to take a look at some of the players that the experts, because I'm no expert. I'm just a fan. Some of the experts are saying. So I'm on CBS Sports. So there's an Australian gentleman named Josh Giddey. They have fallen to 11th. He's a small forward, 6'8", 205 pounds. The sell, you know, the sales pitch on him would be depth on the wing, which is definitely a need. Definitely a need. So I like that. He's a perimeter player with size who has already proven himself against professionals in the same league where LaMelo came from. Not mad at that. Not mad at that. I'm not going to nitpick the names, the schools, the countries where these guys come from. I'll know if a mock draft is legit if they're talking this language. You know, if that tells me they know what the Hornets are about. So salute to CBS Sports for this first one. This is a need that is needed. if that's a saying. He's a guy that could really, 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 really make a difference if he hits, but in that position. All right, I'm going to Bleacher Report next. All right, they have the Hornets drafting Moses Moody. He's a guy that I believe is 6'7". He's a wing player, which again, definitely can be used. 6'6", 6'7". You play the two or the three. Initially, we don't need another guard. The Hornets don't need another guard. But they kind of do. They need everything. Depth is an issue. Even if the team is fully healthy, depth always needs to be catered and developed. And so Moses Moody, he's a solid two-way player too. So that could be interesting if he falls to 11. The Ringer has the Hornets drafting Jalen Johnson, another wing. The write-up here says Johnson could thrive as a secondary playmaking presence at forward with LaMelo Ball in the backcourt. That's a key distinction. I think it's very clear this team needs to build around LaMelo. And whoever they bring in needs to be able to shoot off the dribble. Sorry, not even that. That would be a nice benefit. I didn't mean to say that. I meant to say catch and shoot. Whoever comes into this team needs to be able to score off the catch and shoot. I need a rim protector and somebody that could offer some resistance on defense. So going back to the Ringer's write-up, Johnson could thrive as a secondary playmaking presence at forward with LaMelo Ball in the backcourt. He brings size, speed, and athleticism to the game. Though his skills are raw, as his game takes shape in the future, it's easy to envision him excelling as a small ball big, setting screens and rolling hard to the rim. His comps, Aaron Gordon, Rudy Gay, a bigger version of RJ Barrett. That sounds a lot like Miles Bridges. I can't lie. But having more than one Miles Bridges wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Can't lie. The Hornets, unless they want to do like an absolute madness, could trade up if they wanted to. They have it. They have the assets to trade up. How high? I have no idea. No idea. By all accounts, Cade Cunningham goes one. Evan Mobley goes two. Mobley would be the perfect guy in this draft for the Hornets to land, but that's not happening. And it would take like a Godfather offer to send to Houston, who to pull that off. Like the Hornets would have to give up all their picks and maybe some players to have Houston part ways. Because I'm just gonna leave it like this. I'm trying to avoid talking about Evan Mobley because I don't want to get my hopes up, but he was defensive player of the year. He's a legit center, exactly what the Hornets need. I'm going to leave it at that. That's going to be the last of my Evan Mobley talk because that kid is a stud. I wish he was coming through to Charlotte. Sadly, it's not going to happen. Ping pong balls. The fate decided against it. But hey, it is what it is. It is what it is. I'm very excited to see how the rest of this offseason unfolds because the Hornets have some decisions to make with Malik, Devontae. Do they bring back Zeller? Do they bring back Biz? What about Brad Watermaker? What happens with him? A lot to uncover. A lot to flesh out. Even like Bridges, like is he eligible for an extension? Does he get an extension? Just to shush any trade rumors. A lot can unfold this offseason. So even though the NBA playoffs are still going on, the Hornets have an opportunity to grab some headlines here and there. We got to take care. Got to take care of LaMelo first and foremost. Shouts to the Rookie of the Year. But hey, thanks for listening to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network presented by Bet Online. Hope everyone is doing well out there and staying safe. And I'll talk to you next week. Take care. Peace.